In the lunchtime edition, the Fair Trading Commission to be overhauled and expanded and gets a new CEO from April 1st. The opposition leader demanding answers from government on the alleged findings of a special audit on the HOPE project, a St. James man charged with murder and remanded for a shooting at Checker Hall in January. Stuart Young officially sworn in as the new Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Fair Trading Commission, the state agency responsible for utility regulation and consumer protection, is being overhauled and expanded and also gets a new chief executive officer from April 1st. This has been disclosed by Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, leading off debate on the appropriations bill in the upper chamber.
The FTC has a Director of Utilities Regulation. The FTC has one single electricity analyst, one single office of responsibility for water, specifically standards of service. So in these estimates, Mr. President, you have the expansion of the FTC, you have additional allocations that are assigned to the Fair Trading Commission, and you also have, Mr. President, the reorganization and the restructuring and the strategic repositioning of the Fair Trading Commission.
She also announced that a new person will head the FTC from next month.
The Fair Trading Commission will have a new chief executive officer, and he is Barbadian. And I want to ask the Honorable Chamber to join with me in congratulating the new CEO of the Fair Trading Commission, Mr. Brian Rees, who will assume the role of CEO at the beginning of next month. That was a role that was advertised regionally and globally because, again, not everyone has regulatory experience. Not everyone has the experience in engineering and law. That is such a unique combination to have somebody who has engineering qualifications and law qualifications, and he has them both. And he has functioned with distinction at the helm of the unit that is responsible for, he's now currently the Director of Utilities Management, of Utilities Regulation at the Fair Trading Commission, and he will assume the leadership of the FTC imminently at the April 1.
The Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, is demanding answers from the Prime Minister over a reported special audit by the Auditor General. Speaking at a news conference today, Mr. Thorne called on the Prime Minister to state whether she requested the audit. This follows a news story in the Sunday Sun newspaper that claimed to contain details from that report.
There are three bodies that may request a special audit from the Auditor General. The Parliament may do it by special resolution. I may do it as leader of the opposition. The Prime Minister may do it. Let the Prime Minister say to Barbadians, rather, she has requested a special audit from the Auditor General. Because last year, during her wrap up on the budget debate, she said that she was interested in pursuing an investigation. The public is now entitled to ask whether the Prime Minister has requested that special audit. If she has requested it, I would have thought that yesterday was the perfect and opportune time for her to say, look, I wrote to the gentleman and asked him for a special audit. She does not say that. What she says is that she telephoned him to interrogate him.
Mr. Thorne insists that under the law, the Auditor General should operate independently and should not be subject to the Prime Minister's authority.
It is improper for the Prime Minister to be intervening and trespassing on the premises of the Auditor General. He is not her employee. He is not subject to her dictate. He is not there to be interrogated, whether on a Sunday afternoon or Wednesday morning, by the Prime Minister. That is wrong. It is a very strange admission that she made. We want to give the Auditor General the assurance that the Public Accounts Committee will continue to support his work, and he continues to have the support of the PAC.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, in the lunchtime edition. By August, Barbados' ocean floor will be explored fully, allowing the Barbados Maritime Spatial Plan within the Coastal Zone Management Unit to improve their data collection and development of policy. This has been disclosed, made possible due to a memorandum of understanding signed this morning between the Marine Institute of Ireland and the Ministry of the Environment and National Beautification, Green and Blue Economy. Minister of the Environment Adrian Ford said the survey is critical to Barbados' future.
But to have a survey which is going to look at those elements in terms of our northeastern and southwestern areas, to look at how we are going to protect the high potential of that biodiversity, which is basically the biodiversity that speaks to sensitive species, those species that are on the endangered list, and then go on to look at those species which are not in the high protective category, but the medium protective category, which looks at those that can become endangered if we treated them in a maladaptive way. I am saying that this is not only noble, but it's essential, because if we do not protect that biodiversity, then we have no country. Then we have no world as we know it. It is as serious as that.
The Minister of the Environment, National Beautification, the Green and Blue Economy, Adrian Ford. The Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network is urging timely implementation of the measures announced in the recent budget. BSEN's Executive Director Maureen Holder set out the agency's position on the matter.
The major concern for BSEN is that the immediate needs of consumers are not addressed. So it begs the question of how will this budget directly improve the economic well-being of consumers? We're also of the view that economic growth should not come at the expense of the welfare of consumers. So while no new taxes sound fantastic, BSEN remains concerned that the proposed measures may not be effectively implemented in a timely manner to address the immediate needs of consumers.
BSEN's Executive Director Maureen Holder, last week we incorrectly stated that BSEN criticized the budget. In fact, they only made observations and stated concerns. In Trinidad and Tobago,
I, Stuart Richard Young, do swear by Almighty God that I will bear true faith and allegiance to Trinidad and Tobago and will uphold the Constitution and the law, that I will conscientiously and impartially and to the best of my ability discharge my duties as Prime Minister and do right to all manner of people without fear or favour, affection or ill will.
Former Energy Minister Stuart Young is Trinidad and Tobago's eighth Prime Minister, succeeding Dr. Keith Rowley, who announced his departure from active politics after more than four decades of service. Mr. Young took the oath of office before the President, Christine Kangaloo, Dr. Rowley, and cabinet colleagues in Port of Spain this morning. In his first act as Prime Minister, Mr. Young appointed Housing Minister and PNM stalwart Camille Robinson-Regis as the new Attorney General, while a new cabinet will be sworn in later today. He called on the citizens of the country to unite.
I will lead with integrity, inclusion, and accountability. We will harness our unique strengths, diversity, and aspirations to build a future where every citizen has the opportunity to thrive. We will put aside differences, leverage our collective experiences and expertise, and champion the necessary reforms to transform and strengthen our nation and uplift our people.
Trinidad and Tobago's newly sworn-in Prime Minister Stuart Young. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin meet tomorrow for talks on ending the Ukraine war and will discuss land, power plants, and, quote, dividing up certain assets, unquote. Moscow confirms a call between the U.S. and Russian leaders is being planned, but would not be drawn on what they would discuss. Meanwhile, the EU foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, speaking as talks about Ukraine take place in Brussels, says Russia does not really want peace. Our top stories. The Fair Trading Commission, FTC, to be overhauled and expanded, and gets a new CEO from April 1st. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorin, demanding answers from Prime Minister Motley on the alleged findings of a special audit on the HOPE project, a St. James man charged with murder and remanded for a shooting at Checker Hall in January. Stuart Young officially sworn in as the new Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister, and the U.S. and Russian presidents meet tomorrow for talks on ending the Ukraine war, as Mr. Trump says they'll discuss dividing up assets. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.